Tzoyish year, the second Tzoyish in Aleph, Sivkot and Vav, Wednesday night, Agut Nechaydish, Lamed Shvat, Tovshin Ayin Hay. So we're learning the Tzoyish in Ayin Vav, Aleph Vav, I'm sorry. And he's on, the Shulchan Aruch says you can grab Knas, even though ain't gone to Dine Knas is Bisman Hazer, because there's no Bezdin of Smuchim, and you need a Bezdin with the real Smicha to pass Kandine Knossos. But if the Nizik we'll call him the Nizik, even though it might not be a Nizik, it might be other names for it, but we'll call it the Nizik and the Mazik. The Nizik can grab, can be typhus, and Ein Moitzi and Miyado. It's enough, either there's enough of a Chi of Knas, even by Knas there's enough of a Chi of without a Psak Bezdin. We're talking about, of course, if the story is true. Or the grabbing has a koach of doninish dina lenafshe, and like the koach of a psak could lay in that halacha, which we don't really know what it means yet, but we'll be learning about it about Hashem and Sivdalit, Simen Dalit. Simen Dalit is very interesting, very famous, interesting, machlekes ketzois nesivus. Can't wait till we get to Simen Dalit. If you can beat up somebody that you see doing an Avera, we all want to know about that. Machlekes ketzois nesivus. Obviously the people in Bayes hold one way, obviously. I don't think they know it's one click of Tzoyis and Nesivus, but we're talking if it's a Vade Avera, we're talking if it's a Vade Avera, not if it's your theology.
I don't know what that is either.
We're not talking about if it's your theology. Okay, so the Tzoyis has a Shach and a Sma that say that this din, so the Mechabit, the Ramos says you can be typhus. I'm sorry, the Mechaber. Mechaber says, Tofas ein motzi in miyado. You can be Teufas Knas. Be Kiddush, maybe. But okay, you can be Teufas Knas. The Shach and the Sma say, even if there was a Hodah, meaning, so this is the simple, let's go Bahadroga. There's no din of Moedib Knas Potter. Assuming that the din of Moedib Knas Potter is already assumed to be that it creates an actual Ptur, not just that there's no din oidos baldin kameya edim domi to be machayiv you knas, but it actually creates a ptur, which seems to be the simple biur in the din of modi beknas v'chakach bo edim potur. And if edim come and say that you did whatever you did and you're machayiv knas, we're talking about, of course, obviously, when you're done dine knasis and you're moda in beis din, and then edim come. So we paskin moedib knas v'chakach bo edim, you're still potur. And the only the simple explanation of that din, simple I mean the what seems to be the way the pashtus is that being moedib knas not only cannot be machayev you, but it actually potus you. It's a ptur. And Shemeshkov points out that there's two psukim and bavakama for moedib knas potur, and it would make sense that each, therefore, you could have two levels of these dinim. One that it's not mechayev you, one that it potters you. The point was raised this night, if you have the pottering, you don't need the not mechayev. The Torah says we don't know. The pasuk is not saying what it's talking about. It's just psukim. So, okay. So, vafilu, so the Shach says, even if he was moedin, because if you don't have smuchim, so you don't have a bezdin of knossos. So not only you don't have a bezdin to paskin that you're mechuyev knas, but the din of Moedib Knas Potter doesn't kick in without smuchim. So there's no din of Moedib Knas Potter. So therefore, you could grab it, even if the guy was Moedib. Because you're not Potter. The Hodah didn't create a Potter. That's the Shach. Now, okay, but how can we let a guy grab? Maybe he's a Ganav. So the Shach says, doesn't explain himself in this Shach, he just says, and even if there's no Edim, even if ultimately Edom don't come, and only if Edom ultimately come, so then at least you know what happens, you know the story. And he grabbed it, so grabbing helps. Bezdin is not going to paskin dinei knossos, but at least there'll be makabel de edus to clarify what happened, that the guy's not a ganav, he was toifus the knas. But the shach says, afilu lo bo Edom. So, whoa, so why? So what do you have here? So some learn, you have a migu, that Edom didn't see him grab either. He has a migu of lahadam. He could say, I never grabbed anything. He never with a migu. That's what some learn. But the tzois obviously is not learning like that, because as we'll see, the tzois learns that the shach is saying that when there's no din of Moda b'knas potur, then we do have the din of Eidos Baldin Kamei Eidim Dom. That's what Ksois learns in the Shach. So you could... So why doesn't Peskin Paskin Yom Mechuyev? Well, there ain't no Bezdin. There's no Bezdin of Smuchim. So they can't Paskin Yom Mechuyev Knas. But we still have a din of Eidos Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami, since you don't have a din of Moda b'knas potur, and therefore the guy could grab it. That is how the Ksois understands the Shach. And the Sma. That's Vereshita. That even when there's no din of Moed, and the Ksois makes it into a cloud, and he applies it, as we'll see in a moment. That when there's no din of Moed B'Knas Potur, then there is a din of Eidos Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami. That's how he understands the Shach. And the Sma. And he brings down from the Darkei Moshe, and the Binyamin Zev, Shuvah's Binyamin Zev, that are Masupik about this. They're Masupik, they're not sure. So now we'll start with the words Vakosha li tuva, Ladivri Asma Vashach. The below Adam Chayav, even if Adam never come, he's still Mechuyav, meaning the Tfisa helps. He can't be Mechuyav, there's no Bezan of Smuchin to pass in his Mechuyav. It means there's a level of Chiyav which allows the Tfisa, because he was Moda. Chayav meaning there's a dinner by Dos called Nikmedendom. He's chayev. There's no bezin to pass him the chayev, but he's chayev. But that's shver. The Ksois does not like that. Mehod the parak peret meruba. The Gemara asks as follows. We have a Gemara Babakana here. The Gemara Nayan Dalit Amud Beis, thank you, is talking about this din, the shayla of moedim b'knas v'chakach bo eidim. If he's chayev or potter. So, Ezer of Chistel Rav Huna. Rabbi Gamliel had a famous Eved, right? He's more, almost as famous as Rabbi Gamliel is, right? Tevi. Tevi. The article says Tevi, right? But the English says Tavi. I think he was just a little heavy and it's supposed to be Tubby. They called him Tubby. So he had an Eved Tavi, and he apparently inadvertently, that's what it sounds like, he knocked out his eye.
Gamliel?
Yeah. He was very happy because he always... Apparently, it doesn't look like he was walking by and he went like, you know, out of my way. So, he didn't do it on purpose. It was very, so he always had this, he wanted very much to free Kavi, Eved Kanani, but he was always stymied by the Isser. Leilam Ben Tavodu, you're not supposed to, you're not allowed to. So now say, now he's happy because when you knock out an Eved's, he's Yoytza B'Shem V'ayin. Nebuch Kanani is Yoytza B'Shem V'ayin, or the Chav Dalet Rosh Eivarim. So he knocked out his eye, and now maybe you have to give the get Shechru also, maybe you don't, but now he has to go free. So he's very happy. It doesn't sound like a Voya Somech Simcha. You probably wouldn't be allowed to do it on purpose. That's you're being over the Yisr. The Yisr is you're not allowed to free him. So it's not just an Yisr to give him a get Shechru, it's an Yisr to knock out his eye on purpose also. It's also freeing him. Okay. Now that's a knas, by the way. The din that an Eved Kanani goes free, an Eved Kanani is owned by the other. That's considered a monetary penalty. It's not a human rights issue that if I knock out the eye of my Eved, he goes free. Because I treated him brutally. So, maybe that's the reasoning behind it, but it's a knas, meaning we punish the Odom for doing that, and it's a knas, it's not mominous, meaning it's not really logical, there's no real reason for it. It's not compellingly logical, like a loan, paying up a loan is compellingly logical. Paying up for Hezek is logical, although not compellingly logical. That's why it's called Milvak Suva B'Torah. And Halva is not called Milvak Suva B'Torah. That's in Kiddushin. In Kiddushin it's clear that Milva is not called Milvak Suva B'Torah. And Hezek is called Milvak Suva B'Torah. Hezek?
This isn't like Hezek
knocking out that. Hezek you pay for. There's something logical about that. You reimburse him, there's loss. Maybe it's not compellingly logical. What's compellingly logical is if I took money from you, I have to give it back. Halva, Geneva, Sheila, Kazela. But if I mazik you, it's mominous. This is how I magdir it. I mean, we could spend time on this too. it's mammon, not knas, which means it's logical. I should reimburse you for your loss if I caused it, if I was mazik you. It's not compellingly logical, meaning it's not automatically built into the nature of the world that it should be that way. You need the Torah to tell it to me.
Nezek.
And that's why Hezek is called Milzak Suva B'Torah. The debt of Hezek is called Milzak Suva B'Torah with certain ramifications, which we don't have to go into now. But there is a category of payments called Milzak Suva B'Torah. Milve is not Milzak Suva B'Torah. What do you mean it's not Suva B'Torah? It means it's not, it means it's compellingly logical. It's like in the Teva of the Bria. You know, if I borrowed money from you, I have to give it back, even though some people don't think so. We talked about that last night. But at least, you know, even according to them, it should be at least a Milzak Suva B'Torah. Anyway, but then you have things that are not even logical. Now, this is my own Hakdara, but it's based on the Tosfos and Kedushin. What I'm calling compellingly logical, we talked about that chiluk once. Once in a while, the Gemara will say, Lomali Kross Svarahu. Now the whole Torah is Svaradik. Very few things in the Torah are not Svaradik. Very, very few. So everything's a Svara. The Teretz is, so when do you, but let's say, Yomich Machalel of Araya, the Gemara says, Lomali Kross Svarahu. Peshoslash Peshihit there, the Gemara says, Lomali Kross Svarahu. It's few and far between. You know, if you Googled it or you went on the Bar Ilan and did a search for Lomali Kross Svarahu, you'd come up with five things in all of Shas. Aye, everything's logical. So the chiluk is there's compellingly logical, and then there's logical. Compellingly logical means I would say it on my own. I don't need anyone to tell it to me. Logical means I wouldn't say it on my own. It's not mukhrach. But if you tell it to me and you say that's the way it is, I go, okay, that's logical. It makes sense. I understand it. It's rational. It's logical. So the whole Torah is almost all the Torah is svara to us. Makes sense. But very few things are compellingly logical that I'm going to say Lomali Kross Svarahu, which is an amazing statement. It shows you the power of the Seichel, that it's not necessary for the Torah to say something that is compellingly logical. Anyway, so I was talking about Mominus. Oh, see, so I hold the same chilek as by Mominus is if it's Milvash, if it's not a Milvash Suva B'Torah, Halva, She'elah, Yezel, then it's compellingly logical that I have to give it back to you. Mominus is logical. Kenas has no logic to it. They could have, you know, the judge says 30 days or $30. The guy says, I'll take the $30. There's nothing logical. The Torah could have slapped a fine on him for $1 million. Could have put him in jail for 10 years. It could have, so it's just a fine. A traffic ticket is a fine. There's no logic to it. They need money to raise the price of the ticket. There's no rhyme or reason why you should have to pay money if you're parked in an illegal spot. It's knas. It's a penalty, that's all. So, the going out of an Eved Kanani, I didn't think we'd end up talking about knas so much. The concept of knas means it's a penalty, and what separates the men from the boys, or the knas from the woman, is whether it's logical. If it's not logical, it's a penalty. We could give the guy 39 lashes. And still, sometimes the Torah chose to be ma'anesh him by making him pay money. But it's an onus. Hezek, paying for Hezek, or paying for Hal, and Koshkin paying for Halvor, is never viewed as an onus. If you steal and you have to pay the guy back, it's not an onus. It's, of course, it's a tikkun. Yeah, very good, yeah. Kefel is an onus. You have to pay double, that's already an onus. Above a chamisha is a knas. Maybe we pass in chatzi nezek of a tam is a knas. Really, you shouldn't have to pay anything at all. Mechitesh of the shore is going to go crazy, right? We penalize him. He should have been more careful. It's a penalty. Okay. I don't mean it's illogical. We don't see a connection. We don't see a connection. Yeah, but it's an onus. There's nothing inherently logical. Like a traffic ticket makes sense also. But it's not logical. There's a $50 ticket. There's no logic to paying money. And like, it's a chiddush. You know, in America, you know, a knas, there's another chiddush that you give it to the person that was hurt. In America, you give a knas to the state. You give a, the state racks it in. Here, they take the aggrieved party and they give it to them. The Torah could have said it's an onesh, put it in stocka. Put it in your pushka box. Why should I give it to him if it's a penalty? It's an eret chiddush that you give it to him. There's no logical reason why he should get the money. I'm being penalized. Why should he gain out of it? So, because that's what the Torah says. Okay. So the first you sold, and it's not, I think, I'm not sure we think this way, but it's a fair issue.
Doesn't it make sense to give him the money?
He goes free.
You go free and say, okay.
No. That's, Hezek is moment, it's not class. Paying a guy for hezek is moment. Granted, there's a shvera Rambam that calls it knas, payment for chayvul b'chaveiro. Rambam calls it knas, and it's not clear what the ramifications are, because there's certainly no din of moide b'knas potur. If a guy's moide, he was chayvul b'chaveiro. There's no din of potur. So it's not so clear. But what does the Rambam even mean? So. Okay, we're really going off topic now. The Rambam for sure means that a person has no, you can't put a price tag on a person.
The more it puts a price tag on a person all the time.
No.
The more it says you go to a slave market, that's amount of money cost.
And that's why the Rambam calls it knas. Because it's not, you're not really paying his value. A person's value, it's not real. That's what comes around.
It's
a way of evaluation. But the reason, I'm convinced of it, I mean, this is what I hope, that the reason the Rambam calls it knas is because it really doesn't make, you're not really reimbursing him. You don't reimburse a guy for the loss of his arm by giving him $10,000. He doesn't have an arm. You know, what's he going to do with $10,000? Okay. That's exciting. I'm just showing you, like, so the Rambam holds it has an element of penalty there. I just know that it's a very submission of Avakama and in Ksubis that there's no din of Moedib Knas Potter by Chaylul B'Chaveiro. Okay, but I don't know the answer right now, but the Rambam calls it Knas. You can't get away from that. Okay. Anyway, so that's a given that the going out of an Eved Knani with Shein V'Ayin is a Knas. It's a penalty. It's a penalty. Okay, so now, so the Gemara says he is, hooray! Tevi is going free! I knocked out his eye! The Jew said, you know what you just did? You were just Moedib HaKnas. You were just Moedib HaKnas. And he's Potter. You know, you can't send him out free. Because there's no witnesses. That's what the Braisa says. Sharei Ein Lo Edim. So that means everything's based on Yehudah and Moedib HaKnas Potter. So the Gemara says, but if there were witnesses, he would still have to free him. So you see, Moedib HaKnas v'chakach bo'edim, he didn't say there were no witnesses before. He thinks there's no witnesses to come now. So the Gemara says, you have a right that Moedib HaKnas v'chakach bo'edim is chayov, because that's what the implication of what Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Gamliel. Right? So it says, Omerlei Rav Huna, who holds Moedib HaKnas v'chakach bo'edim is potur, he says no. Because Rabbi Gamliel was not Moedib in Bezdin. There's no din of Moedib HaKnas Potur even to potter you if Edim come. Right? The implication of what Rabbi Yeshua says is that if Edim come, he'd have to set the Tevi free. So you see, Moedib HaKnas V'chakach Bo Edim is Chayev, but Rav Huna holds, and we paskin, Moedib HaKnas V'chakach Bo Edim is Potur. So the Gemara says, there's no din of Moedib HaKnas here. Of course, Rabbi Gamliel was Chutz L'Bezdin, and you have to be Moedib in front of the Dayanim. The Gemara says, Yeshua was the Av Bezdin. The Gemara says, okay, but he was standing outside of Bezdin. So it doesn't count. Okay. So he didn't go free, because he says, at the end of the story, wait. No, she says he doesn't go free. He doesn't go free because you're Moedib HaKnas. That's what we're going to learn in the Tzitzit. That's the Gemara. This is the Gemara. The Gemara says that there's no din of Moedib HaKnas Potur because it wasn't embezzled.
Meaning he does go free.
Meaning he does go free. Huh? If you... Okay, yeah. Wait.
No, I don't.
He should go free.
It's a long sugya in the Gemara. At this point, he would go free. At this point in the Gemara, he would go free because there's no din of moedib kanas potter because Rabbi Shua was chutz lebezdin. So Rabbi Shua said because there's no edim, there's no witnesses. But if witnesses would come now. No, if witnesses would come now, he would have to set him free. Right? Let's go back. No, it's important. We have to get it straight. Yeshua said, you could stop laughing. Wipe that smirk off your face. Cesar Magamliel was very happy. He said, I knocked out Tavi's eye, I'm very happy, I could free him. Yeshua said, He said, Shua says, wipe that smirk off your face. There's no aidin. And no aidin beknas potter. What do you mean there's no aidin? Even if there, this is the Gemara. Even if there would be aidin, it'd be potter. Because no aidin beknas, the chakach bo aidin is potter. Gemara says it was chutz lebezdin. And the mailer is no din of moedim beknas v'chakach bo'edim potur because it's chutz lebezdin. But it's clear in the Gemara he ain't going free. But that's what Yeshua said. You're not going free because there's no edim. So says the Ketzais. Wait a second. According to the Shach, where there's no din of moedim beknas potur, either bizman hazeh because there's no smuchim, or in the Gemara's case it's chutz lebezdin. But according to the Shach, there's a din of Oidos Bal Din Kamei Edim Dami by Knas also. So even though there's no din, and when there's no din of Moedim Knas Potur, in what we're talking about, because there's no Smuchim, or what the Gemara is talking about, Chutz Lebezdin, so there's no din of Moedim Knas Potur, but according to the Shach, when there's no din of Moedim Knas Potur, there's still a din of Oidos Bal Din Kamei Edim Dami. So what's Rabbi Yeshua talking about? There's no Eidim. There's a Haidah from Rabbi Yehuda Gamliel. And according to the Shach, Haidah is Baldin, Kamei Eidim Dami. So you see that Tzais is going to say that even when there's no din of Moedim Beknas Potur, there's also no din of Haidah is Baldin, Kamei Eidim Dami. What?
For Knas.
For Knas. I'm talking for Knas. You're taking over his job. We're talking about Knas. That's the choice. That's his first raya that the Shach, not like the Shach, and when there's no din of Moedim Beknas Potur, there's also no din of Aidos Bal Din Kamei Edim Dami. To be Machayev him. Because of the Tuvah of Divya Asma Vashach, the Beloy Edim Chayev, the other part compared Meruba, the Mandiyam, the Moedim Beknas Vakach, the Oedim Potur, the Maizah Dramma Gamliel. That Rabbi Yeshua said to him, Shekvor Ein Lecho Eidus, Ho Ba'u Eidim HaChakach Hayov. What happened to the Din of Moedim Bechaz V'Chakach Bo Eidim Potur? And Mishani, the Mora answer, Shani Rim Gamliel, the Chutz L'Bezdin Havi. The E name, what if we're going to say like the Sma and the Shach? The Hecha, the Loi Mahani Hoi Da Osoi Liftor. The when the Hoidah doesn't help to create a Din of Moedim Bechaz Potur. Hareyu Chayov below Eidim, then you don't need Eidim at all, because you have Oidah Osoi Liftor, Kamei Eidim Dami. And that kicks in to Knas. If there's no din of Moedim Beknas Potur in Cain, how could Rabbi Yeshua say Shekorein L'cho Eidim Oidos Rami Gamliel Havu B'mokam Eidim U'modim Beknas Lo Havu L'gabi Nedid Moedim Beknas Potur D'hochudu Chutz L'Bezdin. He was Moedim Chutz L'Bezdin. So you end up with a Oidos Bal Din. So what's Rabbi Yeshua talking about? That you don't have Eidim. Sure there's Eidim. Rami Gamliel's Oidos. Achreizem motzozi b'shach yiridei hukos avodim, b'shach himself, in hukos avodim, hevi raya zu, listor b'zeh, da'as halavus u'sheiris Yosef, t'savri b'zman hazeh, chaya b'ho da'oso b'lo edim, u'me'atema sh'lo zoha sh'igam kin da'as asma v'adarki Moshe, v'sose mishnoso sh'shona kan. And so he says, I don't quite get it, b'shach soyser himself. In hukos avodim, he says, a raya from this Gemara that there's no din or das baldin kamei edim dami. So how could the Shach say here even if Edom don't come. That's why some learn that the Shach never meant that here. Even if Edom don't come, you have Oidos Baldin. The Shach means even if Edom don't come on the Tfisa. So he has a Migul. He could say, La Adam. So he's not meant to say that the Knas story happened and he took it for the Knas story, because he could say, La Adam, I never grabbed it. And when the Shach is low, there's no Edom, he means there's no Edom on the Tfisa. So you could say La Adam. What? No, no. Yeah. That's the suggestion they bring down. Vayim b'agos baruch tam, b'chuvus ha'blezim, he tells, shetiris d'mashakos v'ashach d'mahani tfisa, k'stokos below Edom, d'yesh lo migu. Lav mitam hoidos ha'mazik ha'sinu n'alo, rak mishum sheyesh lo migu. Okay. Then the psoi says doicha the raya. Says Eshet Rama Gamliel in the Neman of Dos Atzmoi Tundu Chav Lachrini. We paskin there's an element of chova in an eved going free because he becomes also to a shifcha. What?
Yeah.
No, he meant he liked being a Gamliel's eved.
I meant he liked having an eye.
Oh. So he says maybe there's no din agos baldin to say that my eved has to go free, because it's chav lachrinu, it's chav the eved, because he becomes also in a shifcha. He likes the idea because shifcha is the hefkera, nichol, the Gemara says she's promiscuous, and he likes having someone that is mutter in that's promiscuous. Leshet Rav Gamliel in the name of Bedor Sashon, which is the chav lachrinu, the osra evel al shifcha, from a shikosu gabi grusha, then a baal nemen from a dos baldin, which is the osra akoyen. The Baal is not Naman of Aydos Baldin to say it was Megarish's wife, because it's Chav Lachrinu, he's making her Osir in a Koya. So there's no.
She's married to
him. Yeah, but.
He died.
He died.
Yeah. Okay. So that's. He's doing that riot. And then he has another riot. Vayim for coming to Bob Mitzia. So this you have to know Gemara and Bob Mitzia. The Gemara is talking about Edim making a moed of a mixus. You say you owe me $100. $50, you have to swear. It's moed of a mixus. Let's say I'm kofer by koil, but Edim, I'm mayor that I owe $50. Can Edim create the shuas moed of a mixus? It's more about Tziyat of Gimel, Tony Rav Chia, same as Din from Rav Chia, that Edim can also create the shua of moed of a mixus, so to speak, moed of a mixus. He's not moed at all. But Edim on mixus, on the chayv shua on the other 50. So the Gemara has a kal v'chomer mipiv moed of a mixus mamish umapiv she'enu mechayv knas. This is important, the logic of the kal v'chomer umapiv that can't be mechayv in knas is mechayv in meshvua as a moed of a mixus Edim she'mechayv in also knas and Edim she'mechayv in also shvua. That's the Gemara, that's the whole Gemara, that's kal v'chomer. So the Ketzai says, very interesting, very fascinating. He says, what does the Gemara mean, a piv eino mechayvo knas? According to the Shach, piv has a koach to be mechayv im knas. There's a din of oidos called din by knas also. It's just that there's an overriding din of moedib knas potter. But the Gemara is not talking about the din of moedib knas potter, it's talking about that piv eino mechayvo knas. Piv can't be mechayv im knas. But according to the Shach, it's certainly good. Piv has a koach to be mechayev knas. It's just that when there's an overriding din of moedib knas potter, you potter. There's no overriding din of moedib knas potter. Piv dantun very much is mechayev knas. So how can the Gemara say as a blanket statement, piv is not mechayev knas? Listen how the Ketzai says it. The name of the piv nami mechayev knas elak dekshemoedib bebezden mumchin miftar mishemoedib knas im kem mayumi de'edim. But piv nami mechayvoy knas. Shrei lo hecha de lo miftar mishim moide beknas. When there's no din of moide beknas potur, which is like an extraneous din, so piv very much is mechayvoy knas. Hecha de miftar mishim moide beknas, so moide beknas vachaka bo edim is also potur. Edom don't help you either when you have a moida b'knas. So v'mkein hod the pivay in a machayv b'knas is not because piv is weak, that you're not soymach on piv l'chayv b'knas, according to the Shach. El adarabba, mahani loy piv l'chayv b'knas, v'mokam de'enu poter. El the piv milzachvid rabbe, the poter, nami b'knas, hechadu b'snei b'ezim. And then even if Edom come, so Edom are not more chomer, l'chein nere, so it concludes. We'll learn some raid tomorrow night, probably, if I'm here tomorrow night. The piv ain't a machaibo knas klau. You argue the shach, there's no din of idos bal din kamei eidim domi by knas. Even when there's no din of moidim by knas potur, because there's no smuchim, he agrees with the swara that you need smuchim to create the din potur. And if eidim come, he'll be machuyev. Bezdim won't be machayev him. If the guy could grab. But with piv, he can't grab. Because there's no din of Hoidah's Baldin, so maybe it's Gazel. You don't let him grab based on his Hoidah. Because there's no din, not only, even when there's no din of Moidah B'Knas Potur, there's also no din of Hoidah's Baldin Kimei Edom Domi by Knas. Oh, we'll see. We'll see. Tomorrow night we'll see the Svara. Pastors, because, was the pasuk. Pasuk is a two psukim. One pasuk pasuk tells you there's no din of idos bal din kamayim domi, and the other pasuk tells you there's a patur. And the pasuk to say there's no din of idos bal din, you don't limit that to in front of smuchim. If there's no din of, if it's a shlili dikadin, it doesn't have the koach of idos bal din kamayim domi. So that's even if it's in front of bezdin, even if it's, I'm sorry, even if there's no smuchim. There's no din of moedim b'kras patur, because that's a din. So there's no smuchim to create that din. But the shlili, that there's no din oidos bal din kamei eidim domi, right? That the choice holds is universal. Knas never has a din. Just like Misa doesn't have a din oidos bal din kamei eidim domi, I can't walk into Bezdin's house with Mechal Shabbos. Kill me. I was Mechal Shabbos. Bezdin throws him out of Bezdin. So there's no oidos by Knas either. That's the choice. Okay, we have to stop here.